please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome again, listener, to the bunker where we live for a period of time every few months on the show. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And this is Cheese Please, bringing you the what, Daffodil? Tell them.
The wacky, the warped, and the weird every week.
And we're going to profile a guy on television back in the 1960s that had a rather... It was rather hokey, shall I put it.
Very unique. Yes. Uniquely hokey.
And Daffodil is really put me under extreme restrictions not to do my hick voice.
It's rude.
Okay, so I swear I don't.
And it's discriminatory.
I know. But, you know, back in the 1960s, Gomer Pyle had his own television show. He originated from the Andy Griffith Show and got his own show as he went to the Army.
Which is actually kind of funny when you think about it.
It's just crazy. We're going to play some songs from the one album the Gomer Pyle recorded. Yeah. And on the Limburger Lounge, how many versions of My Way can we come up with?
I think we could do an entire My Way show.
There's a thought.
So put that in your back pocket for a bit.
I'm sure Paul Anka would like that. He wrote it.
Yes.
But we'll have Romano's version in the Limburger Lounge. But we're starting off this week. Bron's going to like this. Singing Dogs.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, we have to go down a few notches. What the hey, you know?
I like it, though.
For He's a Jolly Good Fellow coming up shortly, but we're starting off with, hey, is it your birthday today?
Somewhere, I'm sure, in listener land, it's somebody's birthday.
And if it is, here is the Singing Dogs and happy birthday on...
Cheese, Please.
Don Charlie's Singing Dogs.
Okay, let's go. Cheese. And cheese. And still more cheese. Cheese. And cheese. And still more cheese. Begins to sound like Cheesy Mountain.
Cheese, Please.
Ha
Please, with the Singing Dogs and for
He's a Jolly Good Fellow.
And before that, the traditional Happy Birthday. On the show this week, Daffodil, did Ron actually do anything when we were playing those?
His ears twitched a whole lot.
Oh, really?
He was a little confused.
Can we, like, talk to him and say maybe he can bring some of his friends in the neighborhood over and we could, like, record them?
No, he's not very musical.
Oh, why?
He's just not very musical.
I
think he's tone deaf.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How do you know that?
He doesn't sing.
Well, that's true. I never thought of it. That's pretty sums it up in a nutshell. Doesn't he do the ooh?
No, he doesn't even howl.
Or the ooh. He doesn't do that?
No.
Oh, wow.
But he does bark very loud.
Yeah, I know that. My name is Snarfton.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week, and we're focusing on Gomer Pyle. USMC, the television show from the 1960s. It was a bit of a spin-off on the folksy, hokey Andy Griffith show that was...
Which very popular.
Yeah, it was. I remember that. And it was a spin-off. And what else can you tell me?
Well, the pilot episode of Gomer Pyle USMC was actually the season finale of the fourth season of the Parent series.
Oh, okay.
There were 150 half-hour episodes.
Yeah.
The first 30 of them were black and white.
Yeah.
The other 120 were in color.
In color. I just like saying that.
It was a major ratings hit.
Really?
Never placed lower than 10th in the Nielsen ratings. Ended its run as the second highest rated series in the United States.
But. And he recorded an album. Scary enough.
Well, technically, Jim Nabors could sing.
That's the funny part.
But Gomer Pyle couldn't.
No. So how do you have a guy that actually could sing trying not to sing to sound like he could sing? Sound like he couldn't sing, but he is sort of singing. Or something like that.
It's very, very hard, and he should really get a lot of credit for it.
I know. Well, we're going to start off our first set. Yes, we're going to play four songs. Count them, four songs. Gomer Says Hi coming up shortly, but I think this was the single off the album called Shazam on
Cheese Please.
I went to see a gypsy woman late last night. Told her everything I do, it never works out right. I gave her all my money, nearly 40 11 cents. She said you need a magic word to give you confidence. Just say Shazam, it's that man you gotta put a whammy on. You can rule the world or walk into the Pentagon. No one's ever heard that special secret word. So if you want your way, just remember what to say.
Shazam!
Shazam! I went to see a banker with a white shirt on. I tried to get a loan, but my account was overdrawn. And since my credit rating don't exist, I asked him for the money with a brand new twist. I said, Shazam, zip-zap, man, I went and put a whammy down. Banker changed his mind, said, how'd you like to buy the town? Made me a VP, people, can't you see? If you want your way, just remember what to say.
Shazam!
Shazam! The cutest little queen up the county fair. Smiling, long blonde hair. She had a lot of suitors like a flock of birds, but she chose me when she heard these words. I said, Shazam, zip zap, honey, won't you come and be my wife? You can clean house and cook for me all my life. Now I know, and it really goes to show, if you want your way, just remember what to say.
Shazam,
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 Shazam.
Say cheese, please.
Peas, peas.
Cheese, please.
Cheese, cheese, peas, peas.
Cheese, please.
Cheese walls. Cheese lights.
Cheese, please.
Hey, I got a cat attacking me, Daffodil. Help me. Help me, Daffodil.
You're on your own.
Oh, thank you.
Two young lovers in the front porch swing. Boy told the girl he went and bought a ring, hoping one day soon that they'd be wed. She said, fine, but I'd like to hear you whisper pretty love words in my ear. So he took her in his arms and softly said, Gomer says, hey, hey, hey. Gomer says, hey, hey. So if your bills are high and your well runs dry, just remember, Gomer says, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Gomer says, hey, hey, hey. Gomer says,
the Russian rep in the United Nations making a speech on foreign relations. Shook his fist and shouted threats of war. The U.S. man stood up and smiled, spoke three words and the place went wild. They'll echo around the world forevermore. Gomer says, hey, hey, hey. Gomer says, hey, hey. So if it's market day and your hens won't lay, just remember, Gomer says, hey,
hey, hey. Gomer says, hey, hey, hey.
Country boy come to Hollywood, made a screen test and it sure looked good. Nowadays he's a star that the people cheer. It all got started that fateful day when he knew just what to say and whispered in that film director's ear. Gomer says, hey, hey, hey. Gomer says, hey, hey. So if your bills are high and your well runs dry, just remember, Gomer says, hi.
Hey, hey, hey.
Gomer says, hi.
Hey, hey, hey.
Gomer says, hi.
Please, with Gomer Pyle, also known as Jim Neighbors, that's his real name, and Gomer says, hey, sorry, I shouldn't, sorry, got carried away. And before that, of course, Gomer and Shazam, and Daffodil tells me Shazam, the comic character, was before that.
Yes, by 20 years.
Yeah. So, I don't know who sued who, if anybody sued
Nobody sued anybody, don't worry.
Okay, we're focusing on Gomer Pyle MC as our celebrity slip-up profile, and Jim Neighbors actually sang the songs in character as Gomer Pyle on a popular TV show from the 1960s, which I believe you can find at least one episode on YouTube, so check it out if you have a chance.
Yes, Gomer Pyle USMC.
Oh, sorry.
Not MC.
Yes, yes. MC Gomer Pyle. That's like a new rapper, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, we're going to play one more set. We got shortly, It Takes All Kinds to Make a World with Jim Neighbors, a.k.a. Gomer Pyle. But we're starting off the set with Hop Now, or no, that's Hope Now, or Hog Now, What Now? Who Now, What Now? I can't read.
Who Now, What Now?
On?
Jeez, Please.
Jones bought a brand new car just to give his wife a thrill. People come from miles around just to see his coupe de ville. He built a grandstand in the barn and rented out the lot. But when he hooked the horses up, he pulled the bumper off.
Hoo-ha, what now? Here comes the ding-dong. Throw the little dog a bone. You gotta live the little dog, live, laugh a little, cry a little if you ever wanna go home.
Clem was swamping Mountain Dew when the team in come to call. With sad remorse, he smashed the steel that brewed his alcohol. He took his stash and poured it in the city reservoir. For 30 days, the noise they raised was heard in Baltimore.
Woo-ha, what now? Here comes the ding-dong. Throw the little dog a bone. You gotta live a little, die a little, laugh a little, cry a little if you ever wanna go home.
Bueller Box and mother come to stay. Weeks turned into years and still she never went away. Both was getting all fed up and Homer said one day, don't you think it's about time your mama went home?
My mama, I thought she was your mama.
And it goes to show you never know, that's why I always say,
hoo-ha, what now? Here comes the ding-dong, throw the little dog a bone. You gotta live the little dog.
Go home.
Won't somebody throw the doggy a bone?
Cheese is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor to put cheese.
Well, it takes all kinds to make a world. Big and little men and women, boys and girls. Sure gives a whirl, but I guess it takes all kinds to make a world. My friend and me went to a picture show in town. They called his name and said his house had just burned down. I took his hand and offered him a sympathy. Then suddenly I remembered that he lived with me. Well, it takes all kinds to make a world. Big and little men and women, boys and girls. But I'm the kind of guy hard luck sure gives a whirl. But I guess it takes all kinds to make a world. I wrecked the heck out of my pretty car today. It was a total loss, I had to walk home all the way. Then a phone call said you're holding ticket 17. You lucky boy, you won a tank of gasoline. Well, it takes all kinds to make a world. Big and little men and women, boys and girls. But I'm the kind of guy hard luck sure gives the world. But I guess it takes all kinds to make a world. Pleasure of her company. She said she'd like to see a whole lot more of me. Now I spend money like I had my pockets full. Just ask me how it feels to try to see through wool. Well, it takes all kinds to make a world. Big and little men and women, boys and girls. But I'm the kind of guy hard luck sure gives a whirl. But I guess it takes all kinds to make a world. I guess it takes all kinds to make a world.
Cheese Please with Gomer Pyle, also known as Jim Nabors, and It Takes All Kinds to Make a World. Before that, Who Now, What Now, Jim Nabors. And I remember Jim Nabors really did well, I'm sure, in the 1980s with many record offers, as Jim Nabors would record the songs of Zamfir, Master of the Pan Flute, or something crazy like that. For only $19.95, you can have delightful hits of Jim Nabors Sings the Beatles. Jim Nabors Sings the Hits of CCR. Jim Nabors Sings This. You get the idea.
So, I get the idea.
So he did the whole thing. But yeah, you heard him sing like a heck. I guess that's the best way. And you have some interesting info to wrap it up.
I have one more piece.
Okay.
It was really kind of that fish out of water thing, because he was so naive and he would get himself into predicaments, but somehow his honesty and his aw shucks attitude, everything would come out right in the end.
Ah, yes.
Kind of a lot like its contemporary show, The Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, that's true. The whole hick era of the 1960s with Beverly Hillbillies, Petticoat Junction, Gomer Pyle, Andy Griffith Show, the whole ball of wax.
Yes, rural characters that were out of their normal setting and surviving in a more sophisticated world.
Yeah, and they're still on the air.
There are still some shows like that,
In a 1,000-channel universe, you'll see the Beverly Hillbillies somewhere. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are definitely still listening to Cheese Please, and we're now going to do this.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
And now, the end is not near, and so I faced the final curtain.
Don't.
Yeah, why should I say it when Romano can sing it?
And tell us why it's his way.
His way is my way, and my way is... anyway, on...
Cheese, Please!
Now, The end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friends, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more. Oh, much more than this I did in my way. Regrets, I had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exemption. I planned each shattered course, each careful step along the byway and more. Oh, much more than this I did in my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall, and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried. I had my fill, my share of losing. Now, as tears subside, I find it all, oh, so amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, no, no, not in a shy way. Oh, no, 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 not me, I did in my way. For what is a man, what has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the word of one who kneels. The record shows, yes, I took the blows, and did it my way.
With Roano, and at least he didn't take off into orbit.
Yeah, I was expecting it at that point.
And my way. I don't know, Daffodil. I'm just thinking this guy should be selling Cordobas with rich Corinthian leather on the car dealership.
Why?
Because that's the only thing I can say that is actually anywhere near Spanish. That's all I know.
Nothing of what he just did sounded Spanish to me at all.
I guess I need my ears cleared out. I don't know.
Just odd.
Did you know that Khan from Star Trek sold Cordobas in the 70s?
Yes.
Yes.
Because you tell me that all the time.
Oh, but all not the listeners. Not the listeners.
You also tell them all the time.
I'm sorry. Whatever. Anyway, it's almost time to leave.
It is. We're at the very end of the show. You better do your thing.
And I want to thank everyone who actually stood up and actually stood with your ears near the speakers. You could have been handstanded, for all I know, to listen to our show this week.
Yes.
Until now.
Well, do your thing.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh!
You're trying to wrap up the show, and we're not there yet.
I'm so distracted. Okay. Ending off the show this week, we have the Duncan Sisters with Aunt Susie's Picnic. Oh boy, this is going to be fun, isn't it?
It sounds like an interesting way to go.
Yeah, until next week, folks.
We're on our way to go. Come back for more shenanigans.
Have you heard of Auntie Sue, who sings picnics on the farm? How the best. dozen jars all busy, and cheeks all smeared with cream. Oh, the gang lost little Freddy, but they found him bright and gay, with his face inside a melon on a Tuesday picnic day. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. Take a key and lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. Take a key and lock her up, my fair lady. Here we go round the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush. Early in the morning, the farmer's in the dell, the farmer in the dell. I hold the terrier, oh, the farmer in the dell. Ring around a rosy, pocket full of posy. Ashes, ashes, all squat down. Soon they started playing, will we got a knife? Yelled at Freckle Freddy, money or your life. Freddy got excited, reached for Willie's hair, fell right in the stream because Willie wasn't there. And she took her false teeth out, sat right down, she was awfully stout, then jumped up and gave a yell. They bid her where I must not tell. Then the gang all howled with laughter as long as she turned away. She ate her supper standing on a Susie's picnic day. Is that all right?
Cheese, Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.